Hello.
I just was speaking with someone on live chat
Yeah,
from
this
your
is Mark.
company.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
So, is there any concern you want to ask in the call?
I just don't really. I mean, I've never really known anyone to use your service, so I kind of like I'm kind of iffy about it. So.
Yeah, completely understand. You know, putting myself into your shoes, it's completely justifiable, the due diligence thing, you know. The trust is the most important thing, and we as a company believe in a long-term mutually beneficial relationship with our clients. So we believe in providing them the quality service so that we can retain them and they can bring more business to us in future. That's the motive of this business, you know. This is what we teach while we are sitting on our desks and dealing with clients to maintain a healthy relationship with the clients. Are you getting me? So that's why I
Yeah,
give you
I'm
the
listening.
so that's why I feel that you are being, you know, skeptical of paying the full amount up front. So that's why I give you the option that you can, you know, pay the small amount of $40 as initial deposit, and once I will provide you the demo run. And you will be completely satisfied with the working of the software, each and everything, and you will be at ease of mind. Then we will proceed further, and you can pay the rest of the amount, and we will start the exam right away. Sounds good?
Yeah, but a couple questions. With the proctored exam, they typically ask you to do a few things prior, just to verify that you're not
Yeah, I got you. I
cheating.
got your question, and here's the answer for that. You know, as I told you that the software is will be serving as a screen sharing software. So at the same time, you and the expert both have the access to the exam. All right. So,
Right.
what you're gonna do is complete the verification process first, okay? And you have to sit in front of the camera throughout the exam. All you have to do is just to complete the verification process, and after that, you have to leave your computer or device. Whatever you are using, just attend it, and the expert will take control of your screen of the verification process. And after that, all you have to do is just sit in front of the camera and pretend like you are doing the exam, while actually the expert will be the one who is doing the exam for you. Sounds like a plan?
Okay, I mean that sounds great. Now, what is the pass fail rate for your company, though?
I'm
How do I know
sorry.
you're gonna? How do I know I'm gonna guarantee to pass
Yeah,
the exam?
you know, our success ratio is 99.99% till date. And for your satisfaction, if we fail to provide you the committed grade, or if we, you know, fail to pass the exam, you will be eligible for 100% refund. That's the company policy. I can show you the some screenshot of, you know, of the proctor exams while
Yeah.
we were doing the exam for our clients, just for your satisfaction. Just hold on a moment. I'm sharing, you know, the
I'm on my phone, so can you do it through phone, mobile device?
yeah I'm sending the screenshot of the proctor exam on your you know number. I dropped a message of hello on your number. Now I'm going to drop the screenshot of the proctor exam which we take for our clients, so you can have the satisfaction. Just hold on a moment. I just dropped a picture. Can you please go and check?
I got your message that said hello and just got a picture that came in.
So in the screenshot, you can see that we have the access of the screen at the same time while the client is then doing the verification process. So this is how it's gonna work. All you have to do is to complete the verification process, and after that, leave your computer unattended, and the expert will you know, take over the control and doing the will do the exam for you. Sounds good.
Well, the exam is timed, so how long does it typically take for them to do the exact exam that I'm? It's about 250.
Yeah, the expert, you know, the experts are the expert got all the enough expertise to complete your exam in the given time frame, as they are doing these exams on a regular basis. You know, 2 to 3 exams in a month they are in practice to attend the real estate exams. So I will be sending you the best in-house experts for your task, and I will make sure that they will complete the time the exam within the given time frame. All right.
So, no, but I understand you. I don't think you understand my question. Am I expected to, typically, am I expected to wait, though? Are they going to take the whole time frame? There's two different tests. It's a state and it's a national. So, am I going to, I guess it doesn't matter, but I just want to know that typically it takes them the whole amount of time.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You're breaking up. I didn't get your concern, sir. Would you mind to come again?
I just said typically I'm taking a real estate test exam, so it's two different it's one exam, but there's two different portions, the state and the national. So I'm asking, is it typically, you know, with your company, do they take the whole time frame for the time allowed it typically, or am I expected to wait the whole time? I mean, not that it matters, but I just want to know, is it typical that it takes the whole time?
Yeah, they'll take the whole time, and they will make sure that they will attend all the questions, and they will make sure that you will get through this exam. Means you'll get the passing grade.
Okay.
Yes, sir. By the way, I didn't catch your name, though.
Chris.
Chris, nice to talking with you, Chris. Myself, Mark. So, do you have any more questions, or shall we proceed?
Let's see.
Hello, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm listening with you. Let's see. What are we proceeding with again?
The audio placement, sir.
You see my wallet? Okay.
So, may I know how would you like to proceed? Like, we offer Zelle and Cashew for the payment.
You guys don't do payments, like, regular? Like, I can't do it online through your company website?
Actually, the thing is, we do accept payments from credit card or debit card through invoice just for the payments above $500. Since your total bill is $300, so anything below $500, we receive on Zelle or Cash App just to maintain the credit score of the company, since this is a business account and we have to maintain the credit score. So that's the reason behind this.
Okay. Well, Mark, I don't know if I feel comfortable with sending a random just stranger a Zelle or Cash App payment. If you guys are a credible company, you should be able to make a payment through the website. If that makes sense.
Not a big problem, Chris. Just, you know, give me a few moments. Let me have words with the finance manager and let me see if we have the feasibility to do the payments below $500. We on the website, we have via invoice. So if this goes well, I'll get back to you in a moment. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time, Chris. Have a-